姊妹平安
Peace brothers and sisters
听到哈 OK 感谢主让我们 今天有机会一同交通他的话
Thank the Lord we have this opportunity to share on his word
我们还是有点祷告
Let's start with a word of prayer
主我们把今天的、交通交在你的手中
And we commit this time of sharing into your hands
我就把说的翻译的还有听的求主圣灵在当中带领我们
May your Holy Spirit lead the one who speaks, one who translates, and all who are listening.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Your words are spirit and life.
当我们听到神儿子的声音的时候，我们就活过来。
And when we hear the voice of the Son, may we become alive.
因为我们今天所领受的是不见一人，只见耶稣。
And may we not see anyone but Jesus Christ today.
耶稣基督夺去我们的心。
And may Christ steal our hearts.
我们把再次、交在你的手里面。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
把以下的时间交在你的手中。
I commit the following time to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们读、几处的圣经。第一个地方是马太福音16章13节开始。
Let us read a few portions of scripture, starting in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
But when Jesus was come into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded of his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
我不晓得是不是有弟兄们可以帮忙把圣经打上去，然后英文的是用那个大笔的圣经，可以吗？
For the presentation, the English translation, we are using Darby.
啊，没关系。OK， 接下来16章的14节哈，他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
And they said, some John the Baptist and others Elias, and others again Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
And he says to them, but ye, who do ye say that I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Simon Peter answering said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是说属血肉的只是你的，乃是我天上的父指示的。
And Jesus answering said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens.
原文是说，因为这不是属血肉启示你的，乃是我天上的父启示你的。
As it says in the original language, that it is not flesh and bloodThat has revealed it, but the Father who has revealed it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。阴间的权柄不能胜过他，或是原文说，阴间的门不能胜过他。
And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my assembly, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it. In the original language, it is gates.
我要把我天国的钥匙给你。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest bound upon the earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heavens.
当下，耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可对人说他是基督。
Then he enjoined on his disciples that they should say to no man that he was the Christ.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and the third day be raised.
彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
And Peter, taking him to him, began to rebuke him, saying, God be favorable to thee, Lord, this shall in no wise be unto thee.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦。” 退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
But turning around, he said to Peter, Get away behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me, for my mind is not on the things that are of God, but on the things that are of men.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
我再回去二十五节，那个生命是魂生命，所以更正确的翻译是因为凡要救自己魂的必丧掉他，凡为我丧掉魂的必得着他。
So this life in verse 25 is the soul life. So you can also translate as whosoever shall desire to save his soul life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his soul life for my sake shall find it.
所以二十六节就是人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的魂，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换他呢？
And as it says in the English in verse 26, For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人只要在他父的荣耀里同着众天使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
When the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render to each according to his doings.
我实在告诉你们，站在这里有人在每场死位以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。
Verily I say unto you, there are some of those standing here that shall not taste of death at all until they shall have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
继续来是七章。
Let us continue to chapter 7.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山。
Continuing to chapter 17, and after 6 days, Jesus takes with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart.
走在他们面前，变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone as the sun, and his garments became white as the light.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
And though Moses and Elias appeared to them talking with him.
彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好，你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Peter answering said to Jesus, Lord, it is good we should be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, for thee one, and for Moses one, and one for Elias.
说话之间，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，则有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and lo, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight, hear him.
门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。
And disciples hearing it fell upon their faces and were greatly terrified.
耶稣近前来摸他们说，起来，不要害怕。
And Jesus coming to them, touched them and said, Rise up and be not terrified.
他们举目不见一人。只见耶稣在那里。
And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone.
下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说，人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。
As they descended from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man be risen up from among the dead.
最后，我们来看启示录的十二章十一节。
And then let us turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过是龙，是魔鬼，是撒旦。
And the brothers, they overcame Satan, the devil.
是因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜他们的魂生命。
And by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their soul life even unto death.
我们圣经就到这里。
And this is as far as we will read for now.
道成肉身的我们的主耶稣，他在地上的年日是33.5 years.
Know that our Lord Jesus took upon flesh, he was on this earth for 33.5 years.
我们可以把它分成为三个阶段。
And that can be divided into three stages.
第一个阶段是他头30 years在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
And for the first 30 years, he was as a tender shoot out of a dry ground growing before Jehovah.
然后他得了神的喜悦，所以他受浸，在约翰和受浸的时候，天上就打开了，有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And he was pleasing to God, so he was baptized, and then there was a voice out of heaven who said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
第二个阶段是他3 years的服事。
And the second group, was, second stage were, the th- were his years of service.
他结果累累。
He bore much fruit.
然后在这3 years的末期，在这三年的末期，在这个第三个阶段开始之前，耶稣把门徒带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
And then towards the closing of this of the 3 years in the second stage, before the third stage, Jesus took his disciples into the vicinity of Caesarea Philippi.
最后主耶稣的半年都是往哥哥他上十字架的道路。
In the final half year, our Lord Jesus was walking the way to Golgotha to the cross.
所以他的服3 years的服事也是讨神的喜悦。
So these 3 years of service were also pleasing to God.
所以我们刚刚读到，在变化山上，天又再次开了。
And we see again in the Mount of Transfiguration that heaven was again opened.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦，而且你们要听他。
And a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I have found my delight to hear him.
待会我会有一些图可以解释一下该撒利亚腓立比。
Later on, I have a few pictures to show regarding Caesarea Philippi.
该撒利亚腓立比是在以色列的北边。
Caesarea Philippi is in the northern section of Israel.
以色列有一条很重要的河叫做约旦河。
There is a very important river in Israel called the Jordan River.
那个不单是地理上面是以色列的水源。
Now, geographically speaking, that is the water source for Israel.
约旦河更是属灵很重要的一个代表。
But even more so, the Jordan River has an important spiritual representation.
我们的主耶稣他第一次天开的时候，就是在约旦河受浸从水里上来的时候。
And the first time that our Lord Jesus was baptized and the voice came out of heaven, he was baptized at the Jordan River.
以色列人从埃及过了红海要进入迦南美地之前，也要经过约旦河。
The Israelites had crossed the Red Sea and leaving Egypt. Before entering Canaan, they had to cross the Jordan River.
所以过红海是代表我们跟世界、跟罪完全脱离。
So the Red Sea represents that we are separated from the world, from sin.
但是要进到基督那测不透的丰富，我们要经过约旦河。
But to enter into the unsearchable riches of Christ, we must cross the Jordan River.
约旦河在那个希伯来文是 Hayaden.
And then in the Hebrew language, the Jordan River is Hayarden.
约旦, Yarden.
Yarden, Yarden.
它的意思就是从但那边下来的, descending from Dan.
It means descending from Dan.
圣经形容迦南美地是从但到别是吧?
When the Bible describes Canaan, it is from Dan to Beersheba.
但是在以色列的北边，在附近有该撒利亚腓利比，附近也有黑门山。Dan
is in the northern reaches of Israel, there is Caesarea Philippi and Mount Hermon nearby.
当黑门山的雪融化以后，它的就流下来到该撒利亚附近的地方。When
the snow melts from Mount Hermon, the waters flow downward into the vicinity of Caesarea Philippi.
那边我们看到有一个磐石，它居然是裂开的。 然后水就从地上冒上来。There
is a rock there that has been cleft, and from that crevice, the water flows out.
那个就成为约旦河三个水源的其中一个。And
that becomes one of the three sources of the Jordan River.
约旦河就是从那个地方，但这个地方, 然后一直流到加利利海。And
from that point near Dan, the Jordan River flows all the way to the Sea of Galilee.
应该是从伯赛大那个附近的地方流进加利利海。
And it enters the Sea of Galilee near Bethsaida.
然后从加利利海往南一直流差不多100公100英里。
And then from the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River continues south another 100 miles.
就在耶利哥的附近就流到死海。
And in the vicinity of Jericho, the Jordan River hits the Dead Sea.
然后我们知道死海是全地球、全世界最低的水位，所以它就留在死海。
We know that the Dead Sea is the lowest point on Earth, so the waters remain in the Dead Sea.
那我们如果待会有一些图看，那主耶稣他受浸的地方。
So later on, we will also see in pictures. But our Lord was baptized.
是靠近那个约旦河流到死海的附近的地方。At
a location not far from where the Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea.
当约旦河经过了100英里下来，水已经是浑浊的了。
And by the time the waters have flowed that 100 miles, there's already the waters are not very
不清洁。
The water is already unclean.
Yeah. 然后，但是呢，当在从它的源头上源就是淡的地方，那些水是很清洁的。
But the waters near the source, near Dan, those waters are very clean.
所以当主耶稣在他三年服事的最后阶段，把门徒带到该撒利亚腓利比的境内。So
in the closing of those 3 years of service, our Lord brought his disciples to the vicinity of Caesarea Philippi.
在那边水是清洁的。Over
there, the water is clear.
然后主耶稣在那个地方上门徒。 有启示了四个很宝贵、很重要的事情。And
there our Lord revealed four very precious matters to his disciples.
当主耶稣把门徒 带到该撒利亚腓立比的时候，第一个他问门徒说，人家说人子是谁？
And when Jesus brought the disciples there, he first asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
人子当然是但以理书里面提到的。
Now, of course, the Son of Man is what is mentioned in the book of Daniel.
从大家别人的答案，我们知道没有人认识主耶稣是哪一位。
And from those answers that were given, we can tell that others did not know who Jesus was.
但主耶稣主要的是要问门徒说他是谁。
But Jesus mainly wanted to ask the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
彼得跟他说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
这下不得了。
And this was very significant.
这个就是命中要害的启示。
This is a very monumental revelation.
对我们来说，现在这个看到这个，耶啊，主耶稣是基督，没有什么好像特别。
Now, to us, when we hear that the Lord Jesus is Christ, to us, we don't think that it's anything special.
好，似乎是不是我们已经看习惯了
？Perhaps we're too used to seeing that.
但是在那边，主耶稣是说，这个是天上的父启示彼得的。
But there, our Lord Jesus said that this is what the Father in heaven has revealed to Peter.
不是读书读出来的。
You don't get that from studying a book.
不是听到听回来的。
You don't get that from hearing some message.
不是研究研究回来的。
You don't just study that to find the result.
是神把在彼得的灵里面启示主耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
But this is something that God has revealed in Peter's spirit, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
哥罗西书告诉我们说，神的奥秘就是基督。
Now, Colossians tells us that the mystery of God is Christ.
保罗在哥林多书信也说，神乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
And in Corinthians, Paul mentions that God was pleased to reveal his son in us.
当主把那个启示说完之后，就吩咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
And after our Lord was done revealing this to his disciples, he said that they should tell no man that he was the Christ.
门徒什么时候才开始对人说他是基督？主耶稣是基督呢？
When did the disciples begin proclaiming that Jesus is Christ?
在使徒行传的第二章。
It was in Acts chapter 2.
彼得对着以色列人说，以色列的全家当彻实的知道。
And this is what Peter spoke to the house of Israel, that the entire house of Israel should know that he is Christ.
你们所钉十字架的耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
That the ones that they had crucified, that he has already been established as Lord and Christ.
基督是受膏者。
Christ is the anointed one.
但是是指着他要钉十字架，从死而复活。
So he had to be nailed to the cross and he had to rise from the dead.
要认识基督。
To know Christ.
是需要启示。
Requires revelation.
愿意把心打开。
You must be willing to open your heart.
天上的父乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
The Father in heaven was pleased to reveal the Son in us.
不单如此。
And even more.
他还是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the living, the eternal living God.
因为他是三而一的神。
Because he is the Trinity.
他是那位神说他是喜悦的他的儿子。
And the father has said that he is pleased to in his son.
但是这个儿子，神愿意为这人的缘故，让他道成的肉身。
But for the sake of people, the father was willing to allow his son to take upon flesh.
当耶稣解释了这个是神的奥秘，就是基督以后。
And after Jesus explained that the mystery of God is Christ.
马太福音16章18节
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18
主耶稣说我还要告诉你
And I say unto you
你是彼得我要把我的教会建造这磐石上阴间的门不能胜过它
That thou art Peter and on this rock I will build my assembly and Hades gates shall not prevail against it
以弗所书告诉我们基督的奥秘就是教会。
Ephesians tells us that the mystery of Christ is the church.
所以在那当天，在该撒利亚腓立比的境内，主耶稣第一个启示，基督；第二个启示是教会。
So in the vicinity of Caesarea Philippi, our Lord's revelations: the first was Christ; the second is the church.
在那个该撒利亚腓立比有块很大的磐石。
Now, at Caesarea Philippi, you see this very large rock.
很久很久以前，也许因为地震，那个磐石就裂开了。
And long time ago, perhaps because of an earthquake, that rock was cleft.
结果有水从磐石中流出来。
And then the water flowed from that rock.
就是我们刚刚说的约旦河的上游的水源之一。
And that, as we mentioned before, is one of the sources of the Jordan.
但是那个地方，我们现在也看得到，是当时异教的一个神庙。
But if you go to that place, you realize that it is also the it was also the location of a pagan temple.
在那个当中，石头上面有一些雕刻凹进去的地方，以前都是摆偶像的。
On that rock, there are a few carvings of these arches, and that is where the idols used to be placed.
所以当主耶稣说到阴间的门不能胜过他的时候，我相信门徒就看到当时的情况。
So when Jesus said that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, that the disciples could see the situation at that location.
但是属灵的来说，阴间这个全是要把教会胜过，而且要摧毁掉。
Now, from a spiritual perspective, the power of Hades wants to overcome and to destroy the church.
当五旬节圣灵降在120个门徒当中，教会就正式的成立了。
At Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the 120, the church was officially inaugurated.
从那个时候一直到今天，黑暗的权势仍然想要摧毁教会。
And from that point on, even until today, the powers of darkness have tried to destroy the church.
有许许多多的诡计。
There have been many, many schemes.
我们接下来看下去的时候，我们会提到。
And we will mention that as we continue forward.
但是照那块磐石是因为裂开，才有水从下面上来。
But that rock was cleft so that the water could come out.
好像莹莹就说到主耶稣他要。好像那个磐石一样，要裂开，要上十字架。他的身体从他的肋旁中有水跟血流出来。
And that reminds us of how our Lord Jesus would be going to the cross, how his body would be broken, and from his side there would flow blood and water.
所以主耶稣第三个启示就是向门徒启示十字架。
So the third revelation from our Lord is the cross.
他说：“从此，耶稣才指示门徒， 他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and the third day be raised.
但是主耶稣在这边有一个很好的功课给彼得。
But here Jesus had an important lesson for Peter.
彼得刚刚因着父神的启示说耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now, right before this, Peter had said, according to the revelation from the Father, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God.
但是当主耶稣说到他要上十字架的时候，
But when the Lord said that he was going to the cross,
他要受苦的时候，
that he would suffer,
彼得里面就不能同意了。
Peter could not agree from within.
彼得里面他是体贴人的意思。
Because Peter minded the things of men.
主耶稣要受苦，要上耶路撒冷受苦被杀，第三日复活是神的意思。
Because Jesus had to go to Jerusalem, suffer many things, be killed, and the third day be raised. That was God's purpose.
但是当人看到这些的时候，人没办法接受。
But when people see these things, they are unable to accept it.
彼得也许说，哇，主耶稣，那你要去受苦，那我们跟随你的也是要受苦了。
Now perhaps Peter was also thinking, if you are going to suffer, then we who follow you will have to suffer too.
也许一方面他为了欠主耶稣的好。
And on the other hand, he may have also been thinking for Jesus' benefit.
另外一方面也可能想到他自己。
On the other hand, he might have been thinking about himself.
所以主耶稣就把那个很重要的第三个启示，十字架，就讲得交通得很清楚，从24节开始。
So starting in verse 24, Jesus plainly speaks about this very important revelation of the cross.
十字架是对付我们的魂生命。
Because this cross deals with our soul life.
我们是体贴人的意思。
We are minding the things of men.
主耶稣当然是因为救赎必须要上十字架。
And our Lord Jesus, because of salvation, had to go to the cross.
但是主耶稣也因着十字架学了顺从。
But our Lord Jesus also learned obedience through the cross.
在克西马玉莲的时候，主耶稣跟父神祷告说，求这杯挪去，但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
At Gethsemane, our Lord Jesus prayed that he asked for the cup to be removed, but he said, "Not my will, but your will."
愿天上的父的旨意成就。
May the will of the Father in heaven be done.
所以主耶稣亲自的经历，彼得所经历，但是主耶稣没有被打倒，而且得胜，因为他体贴。神的意思，不体贴人的意思。
And our Lord Jesus experienced what Peter experienced, but he was not struck down, but he overcame because he minded the things of God and not the things of men.
但是在跟随主的人身上，我们信主的人的身上。
But for those who follow the Lord, for us who have believed,
我们同样要经过十字架。
We also have to go through the cross.
所以主耶稣就在那边呼召，不单是呼召门徒，也呼召我们每一个信主耶稣的人。
So there our Lord Jesus calls not only the disciples, but also all who have believed on the Lord.
若有人要跟从主耶稣，就当舍己，把自己丢下，背起自己的十字架，跟从主耶稣。
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
我们大部分看到这个，我们应该会像彼得一样。
Now, for the most part, when we see this, we will be like Peter.
我们知道十字架是痛苦的。
We know that the cross is painful.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，十字架不是目的跟终点。
But brothers and sisters, you must realize that the cross is not the purpose and not the end point.
十字架是一个过程，是一个工具。
The cross is a process, it is a tool.
终点是得生命，而且得到更丰盛。
And the end point is to receive life and life more abundant.
十字架的目的是国度的奖赏。
The purpose of the cross is the kingdom reward.
所以从交通十字架的当中，主耶稣就把第四个启示跟门徒说明。
So in sharing about the cross, our Lord Jesus showed his disciples the fourth revelation.
主耶稣说，人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众圣众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。原文应该是要赏赐个人。
And for the Son of Man is about to come in the glory of his Father and with his angels, and then he will render to each according to his doings.
第四个是国度的启示。
So this fourth revelation is the revelation of the kingdom.
所以主耶稣在该撒利亚腓立比就有对门徒启示了基督、教会、十字架或是生命与国度。
So at Caesarea Philippi, our Lord revealed, had four revelations to the disciples. Christ, the church, the cross or life, and kingdom.
每一个我们都可以有很深入的交通。
And for all four of these, we can have very deep fellowship.
但是我今天稍微重要，注重的，着重的地方是第三个启示，十字架或是生命。
But today I want to focus a little more on the third one, which is the cross or life.
我们感谢主，主耶稣不单是启示了十字架。
And thank the Lord because he didn't stop with revealing the cross.
不单只启示了国度。
And he didn't just reveal the kingdom.
而接下来马上就带门徒经历十字架，舍弃他的自己。以至于国度的启示。
But right after, our Lord Jesus led the disciples to experience the cross and denying yourself, and then the revelation of the kingdom.
我们从圣经神的话里面告诉我们说，启示四个启示：基督、教会、十字架、国度。可以说
，Now I've.Following the Bible, we can see that these four revelations, Christ, Church, the Cross, and the Kingdom,
没有十字架就没有基督。
That if there's no cross, then there is no Christ.
没有十字架就没有教会。
There's no cross, there is no church.
没有十字架就没有国度。
If there's no cross, there's no kingdom.
十字架不是只有一个口号。
The cross is not just some slogan.
十字架是把那个重要的该撒利亚上游的启示，四个启示，把它串在一起。
But the cross connects these revelations at the upper streams of the Jordan.
那主耶稣怎么样用一个例子来跟门徒经历了十字架、舍己与国度呢？
So how does Our Lord Jesus used an example to give the disciples the experience of the cross of denying themselves and the kingdom.
再过了六天，哇，路加福音可能有更那看那个日子怎么算。过了一个礼拜左右，主耶稣就把彼得、雅各、约翰带到暗暗的带到一个高山。
And we see that after several days.That Jesus takes Peter, James, and John, and he brings them to he secretly brings them to a high mountain.
在变化山，有人说，也许是塔波山。
Now this Mount of Transfiguration, some people say that it is Mount Tabor.
但是根据圣经所形容的，那个时候，他有暗暗的，他们有暗暗的上到高山。
But from the description of the Bible, it says that they wanted to quietly go up the mountain.
那个时候，
Now, during that time, someone already lived on Mount Tabor.
而且塔布山还不够黑门山那么高。
And Mount Tabor is not high. It's not very high in elevation, unlike Mount Hermon.
当主耶稣变化的时候，马可形容说他衣裳洁白，地上漂布。
Now in Mark, when it's described that his garments became white, that it's whiter than you can bleach.
而且那个时候是主耶稣上十字架之前的半年。
That was the final half year before our Lord Jesus went to the cross.
算一算差不多10月份。
So that's roughly in October.
黑门山应该上面都是积雪了。At
that point, the peak of Mount Hermon should be covered by snow.
所以门徒好像就经历到主耶稣衣裳洁白，像黑门山上面的雪一样白。So
what the disciples experienced is that the garments of our Lord Jesus became white, like the snow on Mount Hermon.
突然有摩西、以利亚两个人跟耶稣谈话。And
then suddenly, Moses and Elijah appear to them talking with him.
是路加告诉我们说，他们谈论到耶稣离世的事情。And
it is Luke who tells us that they were discussing the matters of Jesus's exit.
The departure or exit.
Departure.
Yeah. 就路加就用 出埃及记这个exit这个字说离世的事。So
Luke uses this word exit to describe his departure from the world.
我们知道主耶稣他30年在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，是讨耶和华神的喜悦。We
know that our Lord Jesus had spent those 30 years before Jehovah being pleasing to the Lord.
他3年的侍奉结果累累。
And in those 3 years of service, he bore much fruit and was pleasing again to the Father. So when our Lord Jesus was talking with Moses and Elijah, he should have been able to ascend into heaven.
天上也有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们有听他。And
again, there was that voice from heaven that said that this is my beloved son in whom I have found my delight. Hear him.
但是主耶稣并没有从变化山上直接升天。But
our Lord Jesus did not ascend into heaven directly from the Mount of Transfiguration.
马太福音17章第9节告诉我们说，下山的时候。
And in Matthew chapter 17, verse 9, it says that as they descended from the mountain,
主耶稣选择他要上十字架。
Our Lord Jesus chose to go to the cross.
他上十字架不单只是为了救赎。
It was not just for the purpose of salvation.
使人罪得以赦免。
That our sins could be forgiven.
他要亲自给我们一个榜样, 人应当如何走十字架的道路。
He wanted to give us an example of how to walk the way of the cross.
所以圣经里，所以有一些的话说, 不单十字架有十字架的救赎。
So in the words of the Bible that this word of the cross is not only the salvation of the cross.
是人罪得以赦免,
that our sins could be forgiven.
从亚当的地位进入到在基督里面的地位,
that from Adam's position, we could enter into the position in Christ.
还有十字架的交通,
but there's also the fellowship of the cross.
是圣灵在我们里面带领我们走十字架的路。
It is the Holy Spirit in us who leads us to walk the way of the cross.
但十字架如果只有死，就太辛苦了。
But if the cross only speaks of death, then it is too difficult.
所以这个故事，不，这个变化山上的事情，还有一个告诉我们的，
So the Mount of Transfiguration also tells us.
看一下那个，生命记最后一章的时候，摩西。是神把他带到尼泊山，在比斯加山的顶。
In the final chapter of Deuteronomy, we see that our Lord brought Moses up to Mount Nebo to the peak of Mount Pisgah.
神把迦南的美地的丰富，把它放在摩西的眼前。
And God placed all the riches of Canaan before Moses's vision.
但是告诉他说，你不能进去。
But he said that you are not allowed to enter.
结果摩西就死在摩崖地。
And Moses died outside in the plain of Moab.
所以摩西一生没有进到迦南美地。
So in Moses' life, he never entered Canaan.
但是变化山上，我们看到摩西。
But on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see Moses.
有一个。意思告诉我们说，复活的摩西终于踏在迦南美地。
And it shows us that the resurrected Moses has finally stepped foot in Canaan.
一方面，主耶稣要带领门徒，说明十字架的功课。
So on one hand, our Lord Jesus wants to lead the disciples and explain the lesson of the cross.
但是主耶稣也要在这个事情上面更说明，十字架它不是目的，死而复活才是十字架的目的。
But our Lord Jesus also wanted to show the disciples that the cross and death is not the goal, but resurrection from the dead is the goal.
而且死而复活是能够在十字架的。这个交通里面所能够经历到的，
And in fact, the death and resurrection is what you can experience in the fellowship of the cross.
那我想这个等下再回去那个经文里面，我想把那个图一些图给大家看一下。
Now we will return to the verses, but first I want to show some slides.
那有一些是我跟那个high school 的主日学有一些就是用取用那一些图的，所以有英文我没有中文，我用中文解释到时候。
Now some of the slides are the same that I used for the high school class, so some if they don't have Chinese on them, then I will just verbally explain.
OK，看得到了，好。那这个左边的图是以色列这个地理位置跟它的地图。
Now, the left-hand side is a geographical map of Israel.
那左边呢，我是放了这个从但到别是巴。
Now,
右
you
边右边从但到别是巴。
Now, on the right hand, you can see Google Maps showing you the trip from Dan to Beersheba.
所以从但你看到该萨利亚、腓立比的境内，然后黑门山在右上角，然后就开始约旦河。蓝色那个只是 Google 那个 Driving，但是约旦河一直流到加利利海，然后从100公英里以后就进入到死海。
Now you can see that near the top is where you have Dan and the Caesarea Philippi, and then from there the Jordan River flows into the Sea of Galilee and then continues another 100 miles to the Dead Sea.
然后在，有约旦河有上游跟下游，上游就是该萨利亚、腓立比的境内。
Now there are the upper streams and the lower streams of the Jordan River. The upper streams are in that vicinity of Caesarea Philippi.
那这个左边下面一个图就是在上游的地方，所以是清洁的。
And the bottom left is the upper stream, so the water is very clear.
然后上面那个图就是在下游的地方，经过了100英里，然后水是不浑浊的。And
then on the upper left, you can see that the water has, that is the lower stream, so the water has already traveled those 100 miles, and the water is warm, murky.
然后, 从黑门山, 左边的那些就是, 从黑门山到加利利海, 到死海。
And then the picture going from top to bottom, the top is Mount Hermon, the middle is the Sea of Galilee, and the bottom is the Dead Sea.
然后在下游的地方, 传统说, 大概这个附近就是主耶稣受约翰的洗礼从水上来这个地方。Now
the picture here is the traditional site of where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist and where he came out of the water.
是不是 exactly 我就不知道，我相信也不一定，但是都应该在这个地附近。
Now, I assume that it is probably not this exact location, but it should be within the vicinity of this location.
在这个附近也是, 以色列人进入迦南, 过了约旦河进入迦南, 也在这个附近。
And not far from this place is also where the Israelites entered Canaan.
水是浑浊的。
You can see that the waters are very murky.
但是有一个属灵的功课。
But there is a spiritual principle, a lesson here.
我们主耶稣开始服事之前，他是在地的底下， 因为这个地方是在海拔以下。
And when our Lord Jesus began his ministry, he was below the earth because this location is below sea level.
但在上游的时候，水是清洁的，还有有名的瀑布。
Now in the upper streams, the waters are very clear, and you even see these very nice waterfalls.
盖萨利亚菲利比，是那边有一个磐石，就在图中。Now
there in Caesarea Philippi, there is the rock, and you see that in the picture here.
那虽然不是很清楚，但是你看到在旁边那个大的洞穴旁边有一些。 好像被抠进去的石头的地方。And
now it's not too clear from the picture, but on the right side of that big, big cave in the rock, you can see that there are some carvings.
就在该撒利亚菲利比的境内，主耶稣就在上游有四个启示：基督、教会、十字架与国度。Now
in the upper stream, the Lord had these four revelations: Christ, Church, the Cross, and the Kingdom.
那再清楚一点，就看到这个一些雕刻在石头上面，当时是放了一些偶像。Now,
if we zoom in a little, you can sort of see the carvings on the rock a little more clearly. That is where idols were once placed.
所以，当主耶稣说到阴间的门不能胜过教会，我们就印象很深刻。
So when our Lord Jesus said that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, the disciples had a deep impression.
这个是该撒利亚菲利比有一个航拍拍出来的。Now
this is this was taken near Caesarea Philippi.
这个就是当时 在主耶稣那个时候有的那个外邦那些的神庙。
Now, this is the Gentile temple that existed during Jesus' time.
然后再看清楚一点，去近距离一点，看到石头上面的一些雕的洞。This
is a closer view of the carvings on the rock.
Okay. 然后我们回到，先停一下，我看怎么把关掉。Okay，好，先回到圣经。
Now let us return to the scriptures.
因为我希望再多交通一点关于十字架方面的。Since
I want to share a little bit more about the cross.
看起来今天的时间不是很够了。
It seems that today's time is probably not enough.
但是我想，我们要舍己，背起自己的十字架。
So if we are to deny ourselves and carry the cross,
知道十字架是对付我们的魂生命。
You know that the cross is dealing with our soul life.
因为人是从灵魂体三个组成的。
We know that humans are made out of the spirit, the soul, and the body.
当亚当夏娃吃的分别善恶树的果子以后，
and after Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
灵，人的灵就死了。
The human spirit died.
结果人的魂就开始膨胀，长起来。
And then the soul began to expand.
同样就影响了人的身体。
And that affected the human body.
所以人本来应该是以人的灵，是活泼的灵为最人的最上，然后灵来魂顺服人的灵，然后身体顺服人的魂。
Now, originally, the spirit should have been alive and been the one in control, and the soul should have been obeying the spirit, and the body should have obeyed the soul.
但是因着这样子灵死了，所以呢，结果甚至人的魂要顺服他自己的身体。
And because the spirit dies, so now the human soul actually obeys the body.
所以人的魂长大，人的身体也可能做主了。
So now the soul has expanded and the body has become the head.
应该是尼采说，我思故我在。
And we know that René Descartes said that, I think, therefore I am.
那我不单只我思故我在，我自己就越来越大。
And because you think and you are, and then your will becomes even stronger.
虽然我们信主了，我们的灵感谢主活过来。
Now, after we have believed in the Lord, we thank the Lord that our spirit has become alive.
我们的魂还是需要被更新，被对付。
But our soul needs to be renewed and it needs to be dealt with.
使我这个子需要完全放在祭坛上面。
And this self needs to be placed on the altar.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
十字架使我们的魂得救了，使我们的灵得救了。
The cross has caused our spirit to become alive, to be saved.
因着主耶稣在十字架上面的死，还有他从死而复活。
Because our Lord Jesus died on the cross and then was resurrected.
但是我们的魂要天天背起十字架。
But our soul needs to daily carry the cross.
但是这个是十字架的给我们魂的救恩。
But this is the salvation from this is the salvation for the soul that comes from the cross.
也是圣灵，感谢主，圣灵今天现在一天一天坐在我们身上。
And this is what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives each day.
我们最后将来主耶稣回来的时候，身体得赎。
And finally, when the Lord Jesus comes back, our bodies will be redeemed.
我相信有一些初信的弟兄姊妹，甚至信了主一段时间的，我们盼望活好好的活在主的面前。
I believe that those who are new believers, or even those who have lived.Believe for several years, hope to live correctly before the Lord.
我们盼望在主的面前做一个好的基督徒，
We want to be a so-called good Christian before the Lord.
但是我们的魂生命如果是这样子没有被对付，
But if our soul life has not been dealt with,
人若赚的全世界 赔上了自己的魂有什么益处呢？
For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul?
人还能拿什么换生命换魂生命呢？
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
我是觉得主耶稣在这边有那句话值得我们思想，人还能拿什么换生命呢？
I believe the Lord's words here are something that we should consider. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们可能会认为说，我们会拿一些东西换生命。
Now perhaps we may think that we can use some items to exchange our life.
我们也许会说，也许圣灵帮我们换生命。
And perhaps we may say that the Holy Spirit will exchange our life.
我今天准备一些，那我想，大概我没有时间，所以我很快的说过去了。
So I did prepare more, but I don't think I have time today, so I will sort of go through it faster.
有一个经历是戴德森所经历的。
But there's this one experience from J. Hudson Taylor.
然后我们的然后尼托森弟兄他把它消化了。
And then our brother Washmani sort of digested it and then he explained it to us.
然后后来有人写戴德森的时候也提到这一点。
And later on when someone was writing a biography of Hudson Taylor, they also mentioned this point.
那时间的关系我很快跟弟兄姊妹稍微说明，但我没有时间很详细的说了。
So because of time, I cannot go into detail about this.
这个是戴德森的释放。
But this is how Jason Taylor was set free.
这个我想可以回答主耶稣的问题，人还能拿什么换生命呢？
And this can answer the Lord Jesus' question of what shall a man give in exchange for a soul?
Okay, good.在正常基督徒生活的第应该是14章。
Now in chapter 14 of the normal Christian life,
有这样的Philip 不用一句一句我读完，因为下一章就是英文了。保罗所发现的就是我们所活着的生命乃是基督的生命，基督徒的生命不只是改变的生命，应该可以说不是改变的生命。哇，大家看下去就知道，而是改换的生命。神是以另外一个生命代替我们原有的生命，而这一个在我们里面的代替是就是基督。所以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。这个生命并不需要我们自己来产生，因为是基督自己的生命在生在我们里面。
So this paragraph, it says, it is clear that the discovery Paul has made in this is this, that the life we live is the life of Christ alone. We think of the Christian life as a changed life, but it is not that. God offers us an exchanged life, a substituted life, and Christ is our substitute within. I live, and yet no longer I, but Christ liveth in me. This life is not something which we ourselves have to produce. It is Christ's own life reproduced in us.
在这点上，有多少基督徒不再相信再生不只是重生呢？重生是当我们悔改的时候，圣灵把基督的生命种在我们里面。再生却不止这样，再生的意思是新生命在我们里面逐渐长大并显明出来，直到基督的形象开始再生在我们生活中。这就是保罗对加拉太人所说，我为你们再受生产之苦子等之基督成形在你们的心里。
How many Christians believe in reproduction in the sense as something more than regeneration? Regeneration means that the life of Christ is planted in us by the Holy Spirit at our new birth. Reproduction goes further. It means that the new life grows and becomes manifest progressively in us until the very likenessof Christ begins to be reproduced in our lives. This is what Paul means when he speaks of his travail for the Galatians, until Christ be formed in you, Galatians 4:19.
如 果我们发现了基督徒所蒙的恩惠与基督的分别，知道温柔与基督的分别，忍耐与基督的分别，爱心与基督的分别，那是一点何等有福的事。你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。哥林多前书1:30。不管你个人的缺乏是什么，或是你缺乏101件不同的东西，神有一个足够的答案，就是他的儿子耶稣基督，他就是我们一切需要的答案。
It is a blessed thing to discover the difference between Christian graces in Christ, to know the difference between meekness in Christ, between patience in Christ, between love in Christ. Christ Jesus was made to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, 1 Corinthians 1:30. It does not matter where your personal deficiency or whether it is 101 different things, God has one sufficient answer, his son, Jesus Christ, and he is the answer to every human need. Now, I had also prepared some more on some experiences of previous brothers in this experience of the cross.
但是我想因为那我们就把这个交通到这里交在神的手中，也放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
But our sharing will end here for now, and we commit this before our Lord and before our brothers and sisters.
该撒利亚腓立比上游的启示是基督教会十字架生命跟国度。
The revelations of the at the upper stream are Christ, the church, the cross and life, and the kingdom.
如果注重在十字架，我们就看到没有十字架就没有基督，没有十字架就没有教会，没有十字架就没有生命，没有十字架就没有国度。
If we focus on the cross, we see that if there is no cross, there is no Christ. If there is no cross, there is no church. If there is no cross, there is no life. And if there is no cross, there is no kingdom.
我们要经历十字架的交通，我们也许以后还有机会。但是弟兄姊妹，每一天你都可以经历十字架的交通。
If we want to experience the fellowship of the cross, in the future we may have more opportunity, but this is something we can experience every day.
天上的父神说，你们要听他。
The Father in heaven said, hear him.
我们可以从基督的话里面经历到十字架的交通。
And from the words of our Lord, of Christ, we can experience the fellowship of the cross.
我们也可以从前面有十字架经历的弟兄姊妹当中，我们可以学习到十字架的交通。
And from the experiences of the brothers and sisters before us on the cross, we can also enter into this fellowship of the cross.
戴德森他经历了他所谓的改换的生命。
Jason Taylor experienced what he called the exchanged life.
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
不是别的。
There's nothing else.
是基督。
Only Christ.
在 Wheaton College, 他有一年的那个校长 Victor Edmond。Victor Edmond.
Victor Edmond at this Wyndham College.
他提到戴德森的时候，这个改换生命 exchange life.
He was talking about Jason Taylor and this exchange life.
我就最后放在弟兄姊妹的面前。他说，我先读英文，再翻译中文哈。
I will place this before Brothers and sisters, I will read it in English first and then in Chinese.
What is the exchange life? Really, it is not something. It is someone. It is the indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ made real and rewarding by the Holy Spirit. 什么是改换的生命？真实的，它不是一些东西。就像我回答主耶稣问题，人喊他什么换生命？不是用东西来换生命，他是一个人，那个人是耶稣基督，他是我们的主耶稣基督，因着圣灵使他真实的，而且蛮有奖赏的住在我们的里面。好，我们有点祷告。
Let us end with a word of prayer.
主，我们再次把交通的话再次交回在你的手中。
Lord, once again, we commit these words that we have shared into your hands.
我们感谢你对我们说话。
We thank you for speaking to us.
虽然说的不完全，也没有说完。
And although our words are incomplete and imperfect,
但是我们深信，在我们每一个人里面的圣灵，把我们带到光，把我们带到真理，把我们带到基督里。
We believe that the Holy Spirit in us will bring us into life, into light, and into Christ.
愿主的工作继续做在你我聚会的弟兄姊妹的当中。
May the Lord's work continue to be done in you and me.
感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay.